Hello, my name is Jessie Lee and welcome to my podcast where I talk all things mindset, manifestation and spirituality. And I'm here to help you grow confident AF and manifest the life of your dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this episode and I hope you enjoy and learn a little something something. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode. My name is Jessie Lee. I'm a mindset manifestation coach, thought leader, and self-love queen. I almost forgot what I was going to say. And spiritual baddie. There we go. We got there. And today I am excited to talk about quantum shifting your reality. And this is going to be awesome because we all can do it. And why not do it right now? When I was learning about this, I literally blew my mind. Honestly, I was so freaking stoked about it because I'm like, what? You can quantum shift your reality? What does that even mean? So I'm going to explain it. You've probably heard me talk about it. I especially talk about it on my TikTok lives. If you don't have me or if you're not following me on TikTok, I do go live pretty much every single day, and I interact. My main goal for the lives, for those who don't know, is that I love interacting with people, and often I receive motivation from those lives on what people are needing help with, because, you know, I give that invitation for people to ask or express what they're struggling with, and I just get so much insight of where humanity is at and what people are needing help with. And I talk often a lot. I have been talking more about quantum shifting, or, you know, quantum reality, parallel realities and all that stuff, which we'll get in today's episode. And I feel like more people are very open to the idea. And the conversations that I have on these TikTok lives are so incredible. I love it. I absolutely love it. So if you want to be a part of those conversations, then follow me on TikTok, because I go live every single day. Most, if I'm in Melbourne traveling, whatever, then I tend to struggle. But, you know, I'm definitely live 6 days a week. 5 to 6 days a week, if not every single day. So be sure to follow me on TikTok. Last thing that I'll announce is that I'm holding space for a couple of one-on-one coaching sessions. So I don't do it often, but if you're really ready to transform your life, you're ready to implement the work, then DM me or email me, letting me know that you're ready to do the work and that you want one-on-one coaching. It's just a 60-minute session where we dive deep into your subconscious mind, your belief systems, and I ask you what you want to manifest or what you want to create in your life, and we get to that. Now, with saying with the one session, absolutely transformational, but I highly recommend doing 3 or 6 weeks. The 3 or the 6 week mentoring program, which is the same. It's just three mentoring sessions or 6 mentoring sessions. Does this make sense? So DM me ready, and I'll give you all the details for the coaching that I offer. Okay, so quantum shifting is so fascinating and often hard for people to wrap their head around. So what I'm going to explain may be very hard for you to wrap your head around or to understand, and if that's the case, then I do apologize. Or if it doesn't resonate with you, that's totally fine. But my opinion on quantum shifting, and this is going from experience and all that shit, is that there are infinite parallel realities all happening simultaneously. Now, I've actually spoken about this many times before. You probably heard me say that. So there is multiple versions, infinite amount of realities that are coexisting all in one moment, which is right now. Now, we get to choose what reality we tap into by the power of our thoughts, the way we feel, and the decisions that we make. But there are infinite amount of realities, all happening in one time, all happening, coexisting all in one moment. So when you make a decision that you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the toilet, you're tapping into that reality of going to the toilet. It's as easy as that. Now, if you want to manifest something, you want to quantum shift into a different reality, this is how it works. You make a decision, or you believe, you think, whatever, of that reality of you already having the thing you want or living the life that you want. If you have a specific desire, specific object, or a feeling, whatever it is, but it's like already being that person. So let's say that you want to manifest money. You want more money. So you're tapping into that reality where you already have that money. You're already a millionaire. You already have more money, whatever it is. Now, you've tapped into that reality. The moment you think, I have no money, you're then tapping into that reality. And then the moment that you think, oh, no, I want to be a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm envisioning being a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. You're tapping into that reality. There's multiple realities that we tap into so often, but we don't realize it because we can't physically see it. So, where people make a mistake or make a lot of mistakes is that we're so programmed and that we rely on our physical reality. So everything that we see in front of us is what we believe. I'll believe it when I see it. When it's the other way around, I'll see it and I'll believe it. So you can visualize and create whatever the fuck you want. Excuse my language. You can create whatever the hell you want in your life by simply tapping into that reality and choosing that reality every single time. There are so many infinite realities. There are so many possible outcomes that we don't understand that. We can't possibly imagine the infinite amount of possibilities that can occur. But when we quantum shift by tapping into the version, the reality that we choose, our future self, if you imagine having a life, living a life or being the person that you want to become, but tapping into that. And I'm going to give you an example in a minute. Tapping into that reality by being that right now, you're tapping into that reality. Now in order for us to manifest, to attract what we want in our life, we have to choose that reality every single time, every moment of every time. So if you want more money, then you must continuously shift into that reality that has that version of you that already has more money, which means not looking at your phone and going, oh my God, like your bank account and going, oh my God, I have no money, because then you're shifting into that reality. Remember, the life is just an old manifestation, a manifestation of all your past thoughts and beliefs. When you're tapping into that reality of you, and I do this multiple times a day I imagine the version of me that I want to become, and I become it right now. I be it until I become it. This is Natasha's book. I be it until I become it right now. I'm shifting into that version, that reality version of me right now. And I'm choosing that reality multiple times a day. because there can be one little thing that can throw you out of that reality and go into another reality. So when I manifested $10,000, this is the example, when I manifested $10,000, I chose a reality where I had $10,000 already. I did not have $10,000 in my bank account. I could tell you that now. My reality had not matched up. My physical manifestation, my physical reality had not matched up. But I knew that I wanted 10 grand, and so I became the version of me that had $10,000. I became that version by tapping into that reality. It's a possible, remember there's infinite possible outcomes, realities that are available. You have to choose which one you want to be in. So I chose the one where I already had $10,000 in my bank account, and I chose it and I chose it and I chose it every single day until it became my reality, until it came into fruition. So if you're wanting something, then you must become it. You must become the version of you that already has it, that is already that person. Choose that reality, quantum shift. When you access that reality, you're quantum shifting because that reality already exists. You're probably thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not possible. Well, yes, it is, because there is so many possibilities in the future for you, infinite amount of possibilities that you don't even know that are available to you by choosing right now. When you quantum shift, you're quantum shifting into that reality that exists right now. There is no such thing as the past or the future, right? The only time that exists is right now. So if you become that version of you right now, you quantum shifting into that reality, then that version of you exists right now. It exists right now. That is quantum shifting. Becoming the version of you right now. Because you've accessed that reality where it already exists and you're playing it out right now, even though it's not in physical reality. It's already done. It's already experienced. You're already in that reality. Then the universe, whatever you believe in, I don't really know what you believe in, will match that up in physical reality as a physical manifestation. This is where we get tripped up, is like I said before, is that we go, oh, well, it's done, it's blah, 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 when we see the physical result, the manifestation. When you see the money, the $10,000, then you're like, yeah, it's done, cool. But that is just your physical life is a byproduct of your internal beliefs. You cannot create something in your life that you want to physically experience without internally experiencing it first. So tapping into the reality where it already exists, where you are already the version of you, is meaning that you've quantum shift into that reality that exists. Now, that's the true thing that exists, right? That is the byproduct is the physical manifestation. That is the byproduct. What we don't realize is that most of the things that we want, it's because of the feeling of it. So when we want money, it's because we want the feeling that money is going to give to us. So usually it's freedom or abundance. But by tapping into that version of you that is feeling already abundant and free, become your reality. And the byproduct of that is the money. We are so backwards. We feel like we think that having physical money is what is makes our life worthy, successful, meaningful, blah, blah, blah. Just like a relationship or whatever. we think when we have this thing in front of us that this is our life, life complete. Woo, yay, amazing. But if you think about it, you really think about it, you're chasing the feeling of it. You're chasing the emotion. So if you already feel that now, if you feel that right now, you no longer want that thing because you already have it. You have it. So just think that you already feel free. You already feel abundant. You already feel loved. You already feel worthy. You're no longer chasing. The external thing is really, it's irrelevant. Because we live in a 3D world, that exists, right? That's, yeah. But all of the outside of us doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Internally is who we are, is our life, is our reality. So when you feel the feelings that you think these material things, these things outside of us are going to make us feel, but if you feel that already, then you no longer look for that stuff. It doesn't matter. But here's the thing. The moment you feel, I feel like I'm getting all voodoo. The moment you feel that and you're like, reality, it doesn't matter because life is just a reflection of in here. Like, I feel good now, blah, blah, blah. And you work on that and you tap into that. Then life will shift. Your reality will shift around you to match that. So that's when the money will come in. That's when you'll be this hugely successful person or whatever. Relationship will come in harmonize. We must detach, disassociate our reality right now and stop relying on things that we expect, because we're tapping into the old reality. We don't want that. This is where we keep creating the same things in our life because we keep tapping into that reality. We keep tapping into that story. We rely on our life around us. We rely on the physical money that we see in front of us. But if you can become a millionaire within already, then you will become a millionaire out here. That's the way it works. But you must become who you want to become. You must feel it. So ask yourself, if you're chasing something, if you're wanting to live a successful life. Let's use me. Like, I want to become a very successful person. Why do I want to become a successful person? Why do I want to become successful? Like, what is it for me? I want to become successful because I want to make an impact. And making an impact means that I feel fulfilled. I'm fulfilling my purpose. So that emotion of feeling fulfilled, also feeling abundant, prosperity, free. All of these emotions, these feelings are what I'm expecting to be successful will create. I must create that feeling inside of me and I must become it. I must become fulfilled. I must become free. I must become abundant. I must already become my version of success by how I want to feel. It's just a feeling that we're chasing. We feel like if we receive more money, we will feel fulfilled. If we get into a relationship, we'll feel loved. All of these things are just chasing a feeling, which is a vibration, a frequency. So, tap into that emotion, that feeling, and become it. Become it. Practice becoming it. Detach yourself from the 3D matrix, the 3D reality. And when you get so good at tapping into that version of you already now, which is the feeling, embodiment, your self-concept, all of that is who you are becoming, who you want to become, then your outer reality will change. This is quantum shifting. So quantum shift by becoming who you want to become. Now, that is it. That is all you have to do. Practice it, practice it, practice it. Forget about what reality is showing you, because it's just a byproduct of who you are inside. Old version of you manifested this reality. The new version of you is manifesting your reality. Stop relying on the outside life. Stop relying. Stop relying on seeing it in front of your eyes. Because I tell you right now, it's going to get you nowhere. And this is speaking of experience. I manifested $10,000 because I became the person that I became the version of myself that already had $10,000. I act as if, I felt as if, I became it. Simple as that. But it has to, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. You have to tap into that every day. It is such an energetic work. The moment you feel like you need to do something, you're out of it. You need to tap back into ultimately being, embodying. So I hope this helped. I know this was heavy. I know this was serious. Serious Jessie Lee coming in. But it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Get creative. Figure out what the fuck you want and become it. Become it. Seriously, become it. The next episode, I'm going to teach you how to become confident. I'm so excited. So I know a lot of people struggle with this, because this is the number one thing I struggle with. I've been implementing it for only about a week and a half now, and I'm not even kidding you. I have changed. And not only that, people have actually commented saying, you're so confident. Now, I was confident in myself in so many areas, like over time when doing the work with the last 3 years, which when I look back, 3 years is actually not that long. For me to be able to get to where I am now in terms of my confidence and my self-worth from where I was bad. It was so bad. I remember looking at those people when I hired my business mentor, and there was like about 100 business women. They're all women, and they had successful businesses, and they were showing up online confident, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? Like, I'm never going to be successful. I'm not as confident as them. How the hell am I going to be confident? And I just remember thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm ever going to get to that. Like, I was looking at them thinking, damn, I do not have the confidence. I've got a long way to go. I remember saying, I've got a long way to go. But I've become so confident, but to the point where, like, with my business and what I want to do, there was still like a block. So anyway, I've implemented being confident. It's so powerful. I'm going to talk about it in the next episode, and I am a different person. I am a completely different person, and my anxiety, I talk about my anxiety a lot, but I honestly feel like really my anxiety is almost completely gone. So I'm like, even booking I would promote free online workshops and stuff like that, or a webinar. Like, I did one recently on self-worth, and confidence, actually. And it's in my free Facebook group, the High Vibe Club. So if you want to check it out, go check it out there. But I remember anything with a time on it, Like, oh, I'm going to go live at 5 p.m. Like, I go live at 5 p.m. in my High Vibe Club every Monday. And I would still be like, oh, like I'd have that little bit of anxiety or like, oh, like, you know, because it's the lead up to it because of the time. Does that make sense? Like, and this was kind of associated around me singing when I had to sing at a certain time. I had to go live, perform live or whatever. And so having that time around, oh, I've got to do this at 6 p.m. And I remember the built up would give me such anxiety because I knew it was there. I knew it, as opposed to me just randomly going live. It was unexpected. So I didn't allow my ego to think that, to build up the anxiety. But booking something in and thinking about it gave me so much anxiety. And now it's completely gone. And it's all because I implemented this becoming confident, which I'm going to share with you in the next episode. So I'm really excited for that. I can't wait to share it with you guys because of the confidence, like the results that I received is so crazy. And I know everyone will benefit from this. But anyway, my voice is about to go. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope this has transformed your mindset and made you open up your awareness, made you a little bit more open-minded. And I will see you in the next episode. I love you guys and I'll see you next time. Bye.